This is Steve Sherlock on another internet radio show or podcast, number 64 in the series for Franklin Matters. So let's take about 10 minutes to review what matters here in Franklin, Mass. As the weekend, Sunday, April 11th, 2010. In this session, I'll cover the town council meeting on April 7th, look ahead to the school committee meeting on April 13th, and then to the other activities coming up this week. In the town council meeting on April 7th, it was interesting on a number of fronts. First, before the council got into the money items, the Community Health Council provided an update on the Teen Angels and other activities that the group has been working on since it was created in 2008. I've got some links in the show notes on this item and others, so that if you haven't seen those specific pieces, you can get more details. Second item, Rep Valley and Senator Spilka were scheduled to provide an update on the Chapter 70 and other state aid coming to Franklin. Due to key work that was scheduled to the State House, they were unable to attend. And apparently due to their schedules, they may not be able to participate until sometime in May. However, Jeff Nutting did take the opportunity to provide an update on the current town budget, effectively with approximately $1.8 million expected as a revenue increase within the Prop 2.5 limits, state aid dropping about $1.2 million. The net available, $600,000, is just about wiped out by the increase in Franklin's portion of the Tri-County Regional Assessment, $550,000. So after some discussion, the override word was broached. It'll be a topic for the April 28th meeting and on the agenda for that time. So please be aware of that discussion coming. Look back at the budget discussions back in January 25th, I believe it was, when the budget workshop was held. Look at the long-term plan provided by the Financial Planning Committee, and be prepared for the discussion. Moving along, several items on the agenda, particularly in the Legislation for Action, created conversation. One item in particular had minimal discussion, and had they already talked about it in the prior two meetings? But the council voted 6-2 to approve the charter changes. Valley was absent, resulting in the 8 votes, and Jones and Zolo were the ones who voted no. In the grand scheme of things, the real vote will come in November. Hopefully the documentation that will be provided to the voters will be more detailed and clear about what the changes are and why the changes should be made, so we can all make an informed vote. About $2 million from free cash from fiscal year 2009 was approved to be spent on capital requirements. The council also approved setting aside $100,000 to start a fund to replace a fire engine. This is a small step towards a real capital budget. In addition, the town share for the Parmenter Solar Project was approved. 2 transactions to fund assistance for the Board of Assessors' annual real estate property reevaluation were approved. And the bylaw amendment to simplify the process for wetlands approvals passed. Then the sewer extension request for 148 Washington Street got real interesting. In my reading of the prepared materials preparation for the meeting, the situation seemed simple enough. A property, currently in tax title hold, would be purchased and then split into 2 single-family residences. As the location is up on the high side of Washington Street just before I-495, they were requesting to extend the sewer line 258 feet to provide service. Unfortunately, the town engineer had not received some key information. This would be adding service at the wrong point in the sewer system and potentially cause a backup to the system for those residents downstream. The attorney accused the council of extortion, then retracted the comment. The whole thing should really have been worked out better beforehand. Hopefully they will have time to work out the details before it gets to the second reading on April 28th. Thanks to Ken Norman for alerting me to a meeting on the raised garden beds being constructed around Franklin on Saturday the 17th. I was able to create the report that has been a big hit this past weekend on the blog. Thanks also to Lauren Marcinsitz and Amy Cornwall for their contributions to the report. And the links are in the show notes. There are quite a few healthy activities coming up this week. What's on your plate? A movie is going to be shown Tuesday night. The Rail Trail Committee also meets Tuesday night. So instead of watching or attending the school committee meeting, you now have some choices. Walk to school will occur on Wednesday for Oak Street, Horace Mann, and the Charter School. And Earth Day, of course, on Saturday, centered around Beaver Street, but also the raised beds construction will happen on Saturday, so there's plenty of event details. You can check out the calendar on Franklin Matters for details on those specific events. And then for the full schedule of Franklin Town Meetings, check out the town website, and that link is included. On the food front, a couple of items. Jerry's Place at Tri-County is open to the public from 10:45 a.m. to 12:30 and offers discounts Tuesday through Friday through May 28th. And if you haven't stopped by Cafe Dolce yet, congratulate BJ, Dave, and the whole gang there. This week marks the one-year anniversary of their grand opening. My, how time flies. As I close this session this week, let me remind you that if you like what I'm doing here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy it.